This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gone. Tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at asaandrew.com. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Gail in Denver, Colorado writes in an email, I'm 20 and a student athlete in college. I've been sidelined for a little while with a torn ACL. Do you know anything that might help the rehab process? Well, it depends. I mean, obviously, hopefully, you had surgery. I'm a big fan. If you do tear the ACL, surgery is a great option. That is where modern medical science comes in, and it is absolutely amazing. Why? Because I tore mine and repaired, and it's as good as new. And so I know these things personally. But the surgery itself is great. And there's different options. You can do a graft, which is where they use a graft of your own patellar tendon, which is the strongest, actually, for the repair with the longest recovery. Or you can go with a cadaver graft, which obviously would be someone else's, but it works well. And the strength of it will not be as strong, but it's very close. And the recovery time is about half. So that's another good option. So there's a couple of ways that they can do it. And I'll tell you that the surgery is amazing now. The orthopedic surgeons that are doing this are just amazing at it. And obviously the top athletes that get torn ACLs used to be a career-ending injury. And now guys or gals are back on the field or on the court fairly soon, still being able to perform. So pretty amazing. But, yeah, as far as the healing process goes with the ACL, there's a lot of extra therapy that you can look into. One is a new laser that's been approved by the FDA, and a lot of sports teams are using it. It's a cold or low-level laser. It increases the healing process very quickly and, of course, reduces the potential for scar tissue and any type of scar buildup around and inside the knee joint as it's healing, which can increase performance. So a couple of things to think about. And then, of course, your diet is going to be a key. The food you put inside your body can increase healing. Vitamin D is really important. And go to your primary care physician, and when they typically run your blood work, just have them tack on a vitamin D. It can be a real key player in the healing process when you're dealing with any type of joint that could have been torn and repaired. It's amazing. That and the omega-3 fatty acids, such as in a good omega-3 fish oil, cod liver oil, of course, all of those are excellent when you're looking at the recovery process. Make sure you're eating non-inflammatory foods. Obviously, you're wanting to stay away from any type of inflammation because you're trying to reduce that so the healing process can be increased. Thanks for that email. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can check us out at drasa.com, the website, and there you can sign up for Facebook and Twitter, of course. Stay on top of everything going on with the show and everything going on in our company as well to empower your health and your life. And don't forget, you can always get our email newsletter that comes out each and every week. Let's go now to Elaine. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, darling.
And good to talk to you. I've always heard you talk about vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into the doctor the other day, and he told me my vitamin D was down to 12.
My goodness.
And I didn't know if there's – I never thought to ask him if there's something I can eat, or should I just take vitamin D, or what is the best way to get this built up.
Well, did your physician – did they talk to you about options? Did he suggest supplementation, or did they – what did he tell you?
He just told me to take, like, 5,000 units a day.
That's good advice.
is it?
Yeah, but make sure there's a lot of different vitamin Ds out there, and of course, not all vitamin D is the same, and the absorption of vitamin D is a real key. So you just, you know, if you go out to, you know, a local discount store and you get vitamin D tablets for $10, you're going to get $10 worth of supplements, if you know what I mean, as far as it may say 5,000 units in the gel cap, but they're not really regulated. And so the absorption and whatnot, I mean, it may be good, it may not be. So the quality is questionable typically. There's a bioidentical liquid vitamin D that I'm a big fan of that absorbs very well. You always want to take vitamin D, too, with meals. Some people say you can just take it whenever, but not really. It's a fat-soluble vitamin. And fat-soluble vitamins usually absorb better when you take them with food and when you have a little bit of fat in the meal that you take it with. So it can rapidly absorb into the tissues, and the body can utilize it much better. So a lot of times it's good to take it if you're, let's say your evening meal contains a decent amount of fat in it, good fats, of course. Then it can be really good to take the vitamin D with dinner. It's typically a good way to do it. So just something to think about, because vitamin D obviously is a key. And the old school, well, not even old school, the new school, is that they're giving 50,000 units of vitamin D because it's fat soluble once a week and then allowing it just kind of dissipates throughout the week. I'm a bigger fan of taking daily doses. You can do whatever. The research is out, the evidence-based, around taking the 50,000 units a week. And so that's why a lot of the docs will go with it. But still, you know, it is fat soluble and it does work. But I'm a bigger fan, personally, for myself, of doing things daily. When you freak out when you go to the doctor and because of the white coat, you think there's something going on. You're getting, you know, when we were kids, we thought we were getting a shot. I was with a physician the other day and we were seeing some patients and it was unbelievable. I mean, it was just so funny. Not funny, it was sad, but I remember being 6 years old. I mean, you can remember being that young. And, you know, seeing them, just a child that young, just terrified. And it was just amazing. So it's one of those things they call the white coat syndrome. And we've heard about it. We've probably all experienced it at some time. But they're doing a study now, and they've found that things like hypertension, different diagnoses, and different health challenges could be a common side effect of the white coat syndrome. And they're saying in a study that potentially physicians could be over-prescribing the blood pressure medication without kind of having the patient go and double-check the blood pressure and get extra readings to make sure that it's not just something that might be going on inside, you know, just the doctor's office. It could be just a reaction, a stress reaction, or a slight anxiety reaction. But they're doing a study at Duke University in Durham, Virginia Medical Center, and they're reporting that blood pressure readings taken in doctor's offices were consistently higher than those taken at home or in a research setting. Doctors largely rely on one or two blood pressure readings taken in their offices to determine if patients need treatment for high blood pressure, and this is standard, or if hypertension is adequately controlled in patients who are already on medication. The researchers concluded that repeated measurements taken at home may give a more accurate picture of blood pressure control than a single reading in the doctor's office. The Duke Assistant Professor of Medicine, Benjamin Powers, MD, who led the research team, says that the finding lends credence to the notion that the stress of a medical exam can cause large elevations in blood pressure. So, interesting. Since blood pressure normally fluctuates in these situations from hour to hour, from day to day, they said in the study. And the study included 444 male veterans being treated for hypertension who had blood pressure readings taken at three different settings, a doctor's office, home, and also in the research setting. And one in three patients had either consistently controlled or uncontrolled blood pressure across all three settings over the 18-month study. And the researchers concluded that blood pressure needs to be tested five or six times. And that is a great study that combines behavioral medicine, really, and our environmental medicine with what happens in the doctor's office. I think there'll be more on that to come.
The paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. Amazing to me, there's a skin condition called eczema. We've all heard about it. If you don't know what it is, eczema is actually a skin condition where there's, they call it more of an itch that happens to have a rash, is the way they put it many times in a medical setting. And basically you'll have these little patches of skin that are eruptions that will just, they will itch so bad. And of course it makes the skin burn, and they can be in little rings or they can be in little patches. They turn red. And it can be very, very painful. A lot of times topical steroids are what are used to calm that down for about 7 days. And that typically works as far as to get rid of the symptom of it. But the root cause, a lot of times, even in traditional studies now, they're saying that there's a link to potential food allergies and a lot of what's going on inside the body, which they're saying there's no direct cause that they're saying, but they're saying it could be a strong link. But, you know, the realization is that skin conditions are an inside-out thing, not an outside-in thing. So we typically treat, or most physicians typically will look at, and they will typically, the standard of care, I guess is the better way to say that, is to use topical creams and, of course, you know, the steroids, corticosteroids, and they do get good relief. You know, there's a lot of different theories behind it as far as, you know, elimination of certain foods. Tomatoes and wheat products, cow's milk, dairy, which I'm a big fan of. I think that's one of the best things that you could do, in my opinion, when you're dealing with any kind of skin irritation, is to clear out the gut. You clear out the gut, you clear out the skin. The skin's the largest organ we have, and it's a great reflection of what's going on with the skin typically when something's going on with the gut. But just interesting, I was reading a study the other day about eczema and just all the different creams and whatnot that they're using for that. And again, when we look at what we're extremely deficient in our country today, like omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids are so important for the health of our skin, for the health of our gut, for cutting down the inflammation within the body. And we just, our kids, which are the big culprits. I have a friend that is a physician, and she began giving her daughter the omega-3 fats in the cod liver oil and was suffering with severe asthma and eczema. And the child began to do very well. Talked to some pediatricians as well that have been implementing some of that. So it's interesting to see, and you see the studies out there now where they're talking about a lot more of the natural type of items, I guess, to be able to help the body. And we're going to see that more and more. But again, a lot of people right now, eczema is interesting because it really does have a strong, like they're saying, and I agree with the evidence-based crowd, and they're not going to directly say that foods directly cause eczema. They're not going to say that because there's no direct study yet. But I believe it will come. But just know that food allergies are linked. And in just a moment, we're going to talk about how food allergies are linked to more issues in health than we originally thought. So for right now, we're going to go to Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
My question is, I have just completed 6 weeks of physical therapy for my right knee, which I had an arthroscopy on March 31st.
Okay.
I had two large meniscal tears at that time. My therapist says that even though I have improved, I still have a very valgus knee, and that I'm probably looking at a knee replacement. Any advice, help will be greatly appreciated.
Well, you've gone through all the physical therapy, and I guess they're happy for the most part. They said that you come through the therapy plan that they've laid out for you very well. Are they pleased with that?
Yes, yes. And she's, everything that I have completed, I've done well with. I have gained strength and muscle tone back in. The glutes and all of the muscle structure around it, By the way, I do have psoriatic arthritis also.
Okay.
But anyway, the knee remains swollen. I continue to have stabbing pains in it. It's very unstable. So she said that I have completed. There's really nothing else. Everything that they had to offer, I completed it and done really well with. Continue an exercise program at home. And she said there really is nothing else that she has to offer.
When you had the knee, Carolyn, when you had the knee scope, did you have, what did they work on? Were they working on the meniscus? Were they working on an ACL? What were they doing?
No, I had two very large meniscal tears, one on each side of the joint.
Okay. So they went in and repaired that. And then, of course, supposedly everything is well, but you still got a valgus shift to the knee, and they think that it's causing it to be a little bit off track, and that's what's causing the inflammation. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So you're asking me what's the next move, but I want to ask you, what have they told you is the next move from the PT perspective and from the orthopedic surgeon's perspective?
I see the orthopedic surgeon this week. I just did not want to go back because I couldn't get it in my head that I needed a new knee. And my physical therapist, who I've known for 15 years and have used for other problems, the physical therapist has just said it's time.
Are you overweight?
Well, I'm 5'8" and I weigh 175.
That's not, I mean, that's not, it's, it is overweight, but it's not just over the top. I mean, you could stand to lose at least 30 pounds, probably.
Well, I'll tell you what wrecked my knee. I had a severe bad back for 25 years that had, I had an incomplete diagnosis and found a surgeon 3 years ago who fixed it completely.
Well, that's great. Well, I mean, I think the next best thing is, I know you don't want to hear that it's time, but if the people around you are telling you it's time, I mean, they are the ones that are looking at the different diagnostic testing, looking at the x-rays and MRIs and whatnot, and they're doing the follow-up. So, again, it's all about how much tissue has been degraded and you know, how the degeneration all around the knee. There's a lot you can do to increase the joint health, and you know, that might be able to buy you some time. And I would talk to if you're going to your orthopedic surgeon, I would talk to them about that. Your eating plan is going to be important, but again, it's not going to regenerate the cartilage and everything that's in the knee overnight. There might be some things that you can do to see if you can buy yourself maybe another year, but I would talk to the ortho about that and then do some research. And if you have him want some more information there, but I would go first to the orthopedic surgeon.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Dory, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out there on the website. Food allergies we were talking about, and just a big, big issue. We're seeing it more and more. We're seeing it not just with kids, but also with adults. And you can build up sensitivities in the body, like with things like wheat, as well as cow's milk. Dairy has a protein in it called casein. Some are allergic to soy and peanuts and tomatoes. There's a lot of different allergies out there. It can trigger quite a bit within the body. Wheat has a protein in it called gluten, and we've known of a pretty serious condition called celiac disease, and it can be life-threatening. And most people don't have celiac, but yet they still have a gluten intolerance or a gluten sensitivity. And, of course, gluten is in just about every grain that we have. Flour-based food in America, you think about it, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all of the different flour-based foods they're in. And, of course, it can cause a pretty serious reaction. A lot of people get tired. They can have things like chronic fatigue. They can have a lot of different issues that can be challenging. So we've seen that a lot with gluten. But foods allergies and food sensitivities are something that we're seeing more and more. And there was an article that came out. It says the largest study ever to track childhood food allergies in the U.S. shows that they may be more common and more dangerous than previously recognized. And I'm so glad that they've done this because I've been a big believer in this for a very long time. The study is a detailed survey of families with at least one child younger than 18, showing that 89% of kids under 18 are allergic to at least one food. The surveys for about 38,000 children were completed, and the studies, including a government survey published recently in this article. And it's interesting because with that high of a percentage, so many kids that we're seeing are being challenged with these different food allergies. And a lot of kids are not being really tested for that. And it's pretty incredible. But they're saying in this study that allergies to peanuts were the most commonly reported. And, of course, milk and shellfish allergies ranked second and third. Tree nuts, eggs, finfish, strawberry, wheat, and soy rounded out the top nine of the food triggers. This study shows there's a very high or higher than we thought prevalence of food allergy in the U.S., said Susan Cheval, who's a physician and a pediatric allergist at the Cohen Children's Medical Center in New Hyde Park, New York. She was not involved in the study, but yet just commented on things that she saw. We see this in our clinic, Cheval says. Tons and tons and tons of food allergies, she reported. Many food allergies in children are mild and will fade over time. But in other cases, reactions to food can be dangerous and even deadly. A new study offers that one of the first estimates of the severe reactions in children, showing that many kids with food allergies experience severe symptoms such as wheezing and anaphylaxis, which is characterized by difficulty breathing and sudden drop in blood pressure. I don't think people quite understand food allergies, says the study researcher Richard Gupta, who's a physician and master's in public health. He's assistant professor of pediatrics at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. It could be something that is life-threatening, and it possibly could cause death. We will see more in the days to come as we continue to follow the study. So interesting is they're doing a big study on food allergies. I think that it's been a bigger culprit than we thought. And matter of fact, that's why so many times if you change someone's diet, no matter if they're a kid or if they're an adult, no matter what they're struggling with high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, depression, no matter what someone is struggling with, if you change someone's diet, no matter if you're a registered dietitian that's been ordered by a physician, or if you're a physician that knows what you're doing with diet and you change someone's diet radically, you will see a shift in their health. I don't care what their challenge is. You will, if they're making the right kind of changes. And this whole field of medical nutrition therapy, which is really what the dietitians have called their own now, the American Dietetic Association, I'm a big fan of, by the way. It's a great organization. And they've actually really jumped into this medical nutrition therapy. It's covered by insurance. Medicare is covering it now. And it's great. I think it's fantastic. I think that it's much needed. I think the RDs are bringing a strong element to medicine and to healthcare in general. And the reason I'm a big fan of that is because I think it's an area that's been left out. And physicians, for the most part, really don't have the time to go learn that. There's enough to learn in medicine on its own. And trust me, I mean, there is enough to learn. It's a lifelong process. You're never learned in that field. You're always learning. And it's most physicians will tell you that they just don't know. It's just not an area. And that's why they brought in the RDs and really trained them, I think, in a great way. I think there's more to learn. And I think that they're changing their curriculum up quite a bit to especially with the new food. I guess it's not even a pyramid anymore. It's more of a circle. It's a plate that they've come out with, and things are getting a little bit more balanced, a little bit more organized, and it's good. You put good food in, there's still a likelihood of making some junk cells because of genetics, but it goes down substantially. Matter of fact, down to about a third, if that. And they're finding out now that even the American Cancer Society are kicking out statistics that around two-thirds of cancers could be eliminated if we would simply change our lifestyle. Now, that is a big quote. That is not me saying that. That is the American Cancer Society, which a lot of people have a respect for. It's a great organization. But the researchers, as they're going through all this, I think they're finding more and more that our environment and our lifestyle play a big role in our overall health. And some of the environmental factors we really can't control, but there's a lot of environmental factors that we can control. And so if we don't, if we're not learning to do that, if we're not learning to make the right choices in our life, then shame on us. because we have a responsibility to ourselves, to our kids, to creating an environment in the home, to pack lunches for them when they go to school so they're not stuck eating certain lunches and not knowing what kind of ingredients are in there, not knowing what it's been cooked in, all those kind of things. We can't control that as parents. And I think that with diet being as important as it is and our lifestyle choices being as important as they are, we have to go to the next level. So next level health is really where we all need to be going and pushing toward for our kids, for our grandkids, for our own families, and for the generations to come. It's just very, very important. And I'm glad that a lot of the studies like this with food allergies, they're digging in and they're saying, hey, we realize there's an area that we really haven't tapped into that we really need to study more. And they're starting to, and the eyes are being opened, and they're saying there's a little bit more to this nutrition, there's more to lifestyle, there's more than what we've been seeing for the last 50 years. And I think that our health will continue to improve. And as healthcare in general is leaning more toward prevention with shifts and changes, as we all know in Obamacare and the new proposals that are out right now, then we're going to see some changes because prevention is going to be an emphasis. And it hasn't been so much in years in the past. But I think in years to come, we are going to see that, and I'm excited for that. It's the area that, of course, I'm interested in the most, and it's what this show, for the most part, is about. It's about empowering people to live a better life, and that's what we want to do. That's what we want to accomplish here. So your health is your greatest wealth. If your health increases, your life increases, your lifespan increases, but your quality of life increases, and you can begin thriving instead of just surviving. Right now, we're mostly living in survival mode, many people within their health, and that has to change. And we can change that. We have enough technology. We have enough knowledge to really make these shifts and make these changes, but we have to come together to do that. We have to educate, have the proven evidence-based studies, and then move forward with our healthcare system so that we can really begin to teach what health is all about. Not sick care, but healthcare. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the website, asaandrew.com. Let's go now to John. Hi, John.
Joe, and I'm quickly becoming a fast convert.
You know, well, that's great.
Yeah, and like I said, I've always been to natural health, but it's nice to see somebody that has a radio show other than internet that's on the ball. Anyway, I had a question. I heard you talking about your ACL injury, and I eat a lot of anti-inflammatory foods, but I have a few structural injuries myself that things like that probably need surgery in the long run, that maybe the diet has been helpful, but I think I might need something for more function. And my question to you is, how do you feel about a couple of different surgical options for, say, these type of injuries? Say like a torn rotator cuff, mm-hmm, or something like that, instability of the shoulder. And two, maybe a degenerative disc. I've played a lot of sports, played a lot of football, and I've also did a lot of hard labor and had a few car accidents here and there. So that's what I'm dealing with, things like a pretty loose shoulder and a probably a damaged disc.
The disc is where? Lower neck? Is that where it's
lower back, like lower an back. L4, L5.
Okay. Well, I don't think that surgery is a bad option for either one of those. I think it needs to be the last option. There's a lot of better choices you could make first to kind of rule all that out and then make that your last choice. So let's go with the shoulder first. So are you overweight?
No.
You're not. Okay. Are you active? Are you able to go to the gym, work out? Or I don't know. Are you into fitness? Do you run?
Yeah, I'm into fitness. I can do a lot of stuff like that, but I can't really, like, throw a football or play things like tennis, things like circular. It's kind of a very loose shoulder as opposed to I have more range of motion than I did. It's kind of like a shirt tackle back in high school, and it sort of, like, pulled it and made it a little bit too loose in the anterior shoulder.
And it's always been bothering you, right?
Oh, yeah, on and off.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So do you do weight training at all?
Yeah, I try to. I kind of work around it where I don't really do things like chest things and flies, but I can do more like military presses and stuff.
Okay. Have you done any physical therapy ever?
I have. It's helped, but it's helped marginally.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do this. I've got a couple of things I want to ask you, and we're going to talk a little bit about your rotator cuff, but also lower back, and what to do in the situation of having a disc that's degenerating and causing you issues. Do you have surgery or not? And also with the shoulder, I think I have some really good options to throw at you when we come back.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora, and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Going into the break, talking with John. John's been dealing with a couple of issues, just trying to figure out what to do. One is a shoulder that, where the rotator cuff just become a little bit laxed or a little bit loose, and then a little bit of degeneration in the lower back with one of the discs, and just looking at options, what to do. Do you do surgery? Are there more natural methods that you can approach first and foremost before you go that route? And we were just discussing that. So, John, my thought is for a shoulder and for the lower back, first, number one, you always want to look at someone and say, okay, are they overweight? You're not. So that's step one, which is great. And so you've got that battle beat. That's not an issue. And you've been dealing with a loose shoulder for a long period of time. It's kind of bothered you. And there's certain exercises, like in the gym, that you can't do. And there's plenty that you can do. So you just work around it. And you said that you've done physical therapy. And that's where we left off. And so did that help you at all going to PT? Did doing the rotator cuff exercises feel like it strengthened the shoulder up and made it stronger or not?
It helped in the surrounding area of the shoulder, but I still definitely have limitations of things I want to do, like, you know, like play a throw a baseball and stuff like that. And, you know, even though things like that still limits me. I can probably live a normal life, but it may need to be structurally corrected. I'm not sure.
Have you gone to an orthopedic? Have they gone in and said, hey, it would be nice to go in and maybe to scope it and go in and clean it out? Have they even mentioned that to you?
Yeah, you know, that's probably what it is. I think inside, deep down, I'm one of those people, like, because I'm not too familiar with scoping. It's probably, it's definitely better than the old day, but maybe I'm one of those people who's afraid to go under the knife, but maybe that would be probably a good option, because a lot of the arthroscopic surgery stuff is actually pretty darn high tech and pretty good now. Maybe deep down inside me, I just had a little bit of a fear about it.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely new school. It's not old school for sure. I mean, the way that they can go in and look at it. I mean, the MRI of the shoulder, they can take a good picture and they can have a pretty good gauge of what's going on inside and before they ever do that. And they can even – so just know that. I mean, that's one tool that they can use for sure, and they'll do that before they ever decide to go in. The other is the lower back. Let's talk about that for a second, because I'm not a big fan of back surgery unless literally you can't move or to the point where you almost can't move.
Right.
And you're just taking so many pain medications, it's ridiculous. So, you know, so where are you with the back? With the back pain, are you at a place where it's that bad or –
You know what? I can walk. I can still do a lot of things, but you know, I can feel like I can feel it hit my nerve on occasion. It's more or less something I can deal with. But they said it is at one particular disc is, you know, starting to wear.
Who's
so apart. An orthopedic surgeon or a neurologist or something like that.
Okay.
And they said it's sort of wearing. I always think of myself, geez, am I going to end up having to get a fusion for this one thing? I didn't know if there was any other options, because I always think, well, fusions or discectomies and stuff like that, does the back reject these these foreign bodies and stuff like that, you know. So I just didn't know what was out there. I mean, so
depending the fusion sometimes. I mean, you just don't hear of a lot of the back surgeries turning out great.
I know.
Some do, and I'm not discounting that, because the surgeons that do the back surgeries are unbelievably skilled. I mean, it's just amazing, and it's not really their fault. It's just it really comes down to the anatomy more than anything. But the other issue, first and foremost, have you done any physical therapy on your back, or have you gone to an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician and gone that route?
I have gone to a chiropractic physician, and it worked marginally. Okay. The osteopathic I haven't tried too much of. And the physical therapy, I will say it does help. So I guess in a sense that I have it with physical therapy, it's something that I have to be more, how can I say, religious about.
Yeah.
To really, really to stabilize.
I would do that. I mean, this is just my thought. If you're getting some relief, I would consider, you know, physical therapy would definitely be a good thing to consider. If you've gone to the chiropractic physician and that treatment didn't work, let's say you gave it a good solid 2 months, okay, which is a good amount of time. I would say a month and a half at least. If that treatment does not help in that amount of time, it's not going to help, period. And so to string you along for a long period of time is not a good thing to do. Now, physical therapy, for a little bit long period of time, there's validity to that, I think. The osteopathic physician you might want to check out with the DO. It's going to be very similar to chiropractic, so there may not be, in that regard, there may not be a lot of relief. There is there's a really good treatment out called decompression therapy. Very good. And some people, here's the deal. You do about 15 to 20 treatments on it. Some people get amazing results. Some people get marginal results. And again, when you're facing surgery like back surgery, you want to exhaust every option that you have. And that's really the concept here. And so that's why I want to encourage you. You've done, you know, some treatments with certain physicians, but I would explore all of those before you ever go down the, you know, the surgery option. So you want to feel like if you ever go to surgery, you want to feel like, I have done everything in healthcare known to man that there is, and it didn't work. Here's another issue. A lot of joint pain can be linked to stress. It can be linked to neurotransmitter instabilities. Nutrition plays a big role. Vitamin D plays a big role. So if you've got deficiencies in nutritional deficiencies in the body that blood work has not shown, always get some type of blood analysis done by your physician for nutritional components, and make sure you're not deficient, because that can cause and mimic joint related pains in the body that may not have anything to do with anything. And that could be causing and mimicking a lot of this pain that could be taken care of quite easily. So again, it's about looking at the body as a whole. Don't just focus narrowly on the joints, but look at the body as a whole. And that's the best way to go. Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA
USA Today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.